Welcome to Let's Talk Land, weekly land show, talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, and especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant, broker owner of United Country Real Estate, land pro, buying and selling homes, land or farms in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, or Southern Virginia. Just give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our office is at 3349 Cook School Road in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, Highway 52, exit 136 across from Foothills Hardware and Building Supply. We share office space with POP Design for all your graphic needs. Our company website is www.mylandpro.com. Our guest today is Alex Everhart. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing well. Hope
Welcome.
You are.
Yeah, she's our loan officer at Carolina Farm Credit in the Pilot Mountain, North Carolina office.
Yes.
And we're happy to have you here. We got a very special program today. You're originally from Western North Carolina, Polk County, right?
Yes, I am.
How large was that county?
Very small.
Very small.
Yep, very small. You'll miss it.
You'll miss it?
Yep.
Had one high school?
One high school.
And two school buses?
No, there's a few more than that.
Oh, there's more? Okay. But you know what I love is you're an NC State grad.
I am.
Go Pack, right?
I am,
You did make the little wolf sign?
Go Pack.
Go Pack. I love it. And from 2012 to 2015, you attained a Bachelor of Science in Agricultural Business Management. And you minored in economics.
Right, I did.
That's real useful in what you do now, isn't it?
It is, to an extent with the lending world.
Right.
It's good to have the business background as well as the agricultural piece of it.
Yeah, you do a good job.
Thank you.
Beginning and working for Farm Credit, Carolina Farm Credit, as an ag land officer in 2015, you started in the Concord branch outside of Charlotte.
I did.
Yeah, I got family down there. Actually, I grew up in Charlotte, and I call it corn cob, but anyway. But you develop new business by actively pursuing new individual and business customers and becoming visible and involved in members of the community. You expand relationships by proactively researching customer needs and matching products and services to those.
Right.
You pursue cross-sell opportunities. You marketed trade shows and local events and realtors meetings and civic organizations. Of course, part of your job is interviewing applicants, gathering, analyzing, and reconciling complete and accurate credit and financial data using up to five credit factors under the guidelines of the differential analysis. That must be fun.
Oh, yes.
And people always forget something, right? You always chase them. I need this.
We work through it.
It makes it happen. But you know, one thing I like about Farm Credit as opposed to other lenders, not only that you specialize in what you do, but I can walk in your office and I can look you in the eyes.
Yes.
If I've got a problem. Yeah.
Most of the time we're there. If we're not, we'll
Someone's
definitely
there,
get
right?
Somebody's always there, right?
But I don't know in all the years... I've done business personally with Farm Credit and referred, obviously, Farm Credit. That any of my clients, I know personally I didn't have ever said anything negative about Farm Credit. I don't know if maybe I haven't heard it or didn't want to hear it, but you guys really, really have an incredible program. We're not going to talk about Farm Credit today. We had a show, I think it was Podcast 11, with Lance Wardlaw, who's in your office several months ago. But what we wanted to focus on today... Carolina Farm Credit is comprised of about 54 counties in the western part of North Carolina. There are two other farm credits in North Carolina that make up the 100 counties. And, of course, Farm Credit is over 100 years old, and it was started by the federal government back in 1909 to help subsidize farmers at the time because you had oil was discovered. Now you had fertilizers, herbicide, you know, farm equipment, and so on. And instead of the two oxen like my grandfather had and whatever the plow and the oxen could do in a day, that's what you grew.
Right.
So as time evolved, I think in 1946, the government says, why are we doing this? And they privatized it, and different groups around the country bought different territories. And it is a co-op. When you borrow money from Farm Credit, you're part of the organization and sharing the benefits. So, but what we want to talk about today was... there's a study that's been produced by Carolina Farm Credit. It's entitled 2008 Real Estate Valuation Trends, and it's the Associated Territory, and they broke it up into 13 market regions along with a poultry production trend. If we get some time, we'll go there. And by the way, if we're not able to cover all this the way we want to today, obviously people can contact your office or any of the Carolina Farm Credit offices in the 54 counties and get a copy of this report, I'm sure.
Right.
There were three appraisers that deserve special recognition. Wendy Gunther, Julie Harris, and Rhonda Newgard, they're the ones that actually put the 2008 statistics. And what we're going to talk about is land values, increase, decrease, in different increments. But this is from Carolina Farm Credit stats only. This is not from the realtors like our MLS.
Right.
So it's a different set of numbers that we can use. I know I use them, and my staff uses them. My agents use them, but it gives you a different valuation of the trends of what's going on, which for the last couple of years has been very positive. The publication and the result of the efforts of Carolina Farm Credit staff. The staff has developed and improved the report over the past 3 years. Carolina Farm Credit is, like I said, a stockholder-owned cooperative providing financial to full and part-time farmers and agriculture-related businesses. Financing is also provided for rural residential and construction and purchases of homes. So
right.
You do a little bit of everything.
We do.
And the key thing that people should know is anything over 5 acres in the banking industry is considered a non-conforming loan. So most of your banking or lending institutions out there, they just don't look very favorable on land loans, vacant land loans and farms. So that's what gives you guys an edge. The association territories were divided into 13 regions, each having, in most cases, contiguous counties with similar land features and market influence by metropolitan areas. Asheville and Charlotte, the Triad and the Triangle markets were eliminated in this analysis. Trends that were developed over the three land categories were 5 to 20 acres, 20 to 75 acres, and 75 plus acres. By limiting the influence of the outliers, the most reliable trend indicator is the median sales price per acre as opposed to the average. So they're using the median sales price.
Right.
Therefore, the land sales values by the site size were determined using median sales price per acre. Data was limited to sales over 75 acres. As a result, conclusions regarding the trends of the market segment were not made in some regions. Just one disclaimer, which I think I should throw in here. The information provided in this publication for the informational purposes only. The content of this publication is not an appraisal or an opinion of value as any specifically identified real estate and should not be relied on as such. Therefore, the information in this publication was compiled from data sources assumed to be reliable as the data publication, regardless of when you may have obtained the publication. The information provided in this publication is provided as is and without warrants of any kind, either expressed or implied. So let's take the first one in the book here. Alex, the...
Right.
You want to do Southern Appalachian?
Sure. We'll start with that.
Okay.
So this area consists of several counties in the western part of North Carolina, Cherokee County, Graham, Clay, Macon, Swain, and Jackson counties. These counties border Tennessee on the west, Georgia, and South Carolina on the south. They do follow the Blue Ridge Mountain Range, and approximately 90% of this entire region lies in national forest lands. Most of the counties are similar in size and cover a total of about 2,997 square miles with just under 160,000 people. This region is mountainous and rural, and it relies heavily on tourism as its driving economic force. The recreational opportunities in this area include things such as hiking, biking, fishing, whitewater rafting is big, and other water sports, as well as, you know, being able to visit the national forests, lakes, and rivers there. When we're analyzing the sales data for the past 5 years, the median sales price per acre in this area ranged below $2,000 up to approximately $6,500. Despite the range in values, there's a clear upward trend in the median sales price for 5 to 20 acre tracts. The number of sales saw increases throughout the majority of the five-year period with a decrease in the fall and winter months of just 2013, 2014, and 2017. However, sales typically decrease in mountainous regions during the cooler months. The number of sales in late 2017, excluding December, so that the decline may not be sharply as portrayed. The primary buyer for these 5 to 20 acre tracts in this region typically are your lifestyle farmers or those looking for more privacy with their residence. Since 2014, the per acre values for the 20 to 75 acre tracts, so our little bit larger tracts, have seen a slight decrease. And during that same period, the number of sales steadily increased. Again, the data does not include the last month of 2017, because the vast majority of all lands in the region are woodlands. Most buyers are either investors or rural mountain estates. So either timberland or some homes as well. While there's not been a large number of sales for these 75 plus acre tracts, the data is pretty sufficient to be accurately established a trend there. Based on the chart in the book that you'll see, a number of the sales were more typical for 2016, but then dropped back down to a normal number in 2017. The overall sales price per acre were stable, with a slight increase in the past 5 years. Most of these tracts were purchased for timber or for those seeking to live off the grid. Madison County is a little bit more unique. It had more sales than the majority of the other counties, primarily due to better linkages to the Asheville market via I-26. However, the sales price per acre for Madison County is similar to those in southwestern counties with the influences of national forest. The residential market located further from Asheville, the southern Appalachia region, has not experienced the residential market activity seen in other regions of the association. This region is further from the population employment center of Asheville, and the demand for housing is significantly lower. So for the past 3 years, the number of sales in this region were less than 1/10 of the total neighboring Asheville metro region.
Okay, that sounds good for that one. We'll get started on the next one here and move on. I'm going to do the Asheville Metro. This region consists of western counties primarily influenced by Asheville market, compromised by Balcom, Hayward, Transylvania, Henderson, and Polk counties. Oh, you should have done this one. Although Polk County is less influenced by the Asheville market, the median sales price per acre is more in line with these counties and surrounding counties, and therefore is including with the region. This will be explained in more detail below. They cover a total of about 2,210 square miles with just under 500,000 people, with Asheville containing the remainder of the top cities to live in the various ranking sources. More and more people relocating to the cities surrounding counties. The moderate climate and convenience of the linkage of larger metropolitan areas with well abundance of recreational opportunities in the backyard make their area more desirable. Interstates 26 and 40 flow through the region, intersecting the city of Asheville, and Asheville was left out of the stats. Marketing times at the lowest levels, 2006, with days in the market was about 125, and the 5 to 20 acre tracts, and 90 days for the 20 to 75 acre tracts. The 2017 then rose slightly from 173 days to 121 days, respectively. The analysis sales data in the past 5 years, the median sales price for age of ranged overall stable, with the exception of the decline number of sales in 2015. There's been steady growth. The primary buyer for the 5 to 28 tracts in this region to be lifestyle farmers or those looking for more privacy with their residents. Haywood and Transylvania counties have national forest influence, and so does southern Appalachian region. And these tracts are typically more wooded. Henderson and Polk counties are more farmland with apple orchards, horse farms, and other crops. The areas in Transylvania International Equestrian City in Polk County trends to have the highest price per acre in Polk County, as equestrians would wish to be located in the center of the trails. Balcom County has the largest of the five counties with about 660 square miles. It's various degrees of land from bottomland to the French border, in the Suwannee River to steep woodland. Still yet, the majority of land is purchased for private estates, the largest estates in Balcom, and it makes up about 10% of the total land and farmland. We're talking with Alex Everhart. This is Let's Talk Land. We're talking about the Asheville Metro with our guest Alex Everhart from Carolina Farm Credit. Just to finish this one, Alex, in 2013, the number of sales was the lowest level over the five entire year t- time frame with only three sales reporting in the median sales price, which was about $10,889. With the exception of this period, the overall trend of the prices for the 20 to 75 acres for this region would be relatively stable. The median price per acre showed a decline in 2017, and it's not likely to continue this path given the outlook for the area. The same applied for the number of sales. However, there were 13 sales from January to June 2017 and 8 from July to October 30th. With the lack of data from November and December, it is extremely likely that the number of sales did not decline, but rather remain stable through 2017. Most buyers for these size tracts were also part-time farmers in rural estates. There's a limit data for tracts over 75 acres in the region. Overall, both the sales and prices and number of sales have remained stable. Those considered arm's length sales are primarily purchased for private estates and recreational purposes. In recent years, the various groups have purchased more and more of the large tracts in effort to consider natural habitats, particularly around the National Forest and Blue Ridge Parkway. The average farm size for the five counties for the region is about 78 acres, which is the minority compared to most of the other regional across the state. The primary commodities for the region are cattle, hay, and apples. A lot of apples up that way.
Right.
And then on the residential market side, there's strong demand and low supply. The rising prices are prevalent throughout the Asheville metro area. Due to the limited supply of acreage available to larger home builders, the increasing the supply of new homes is difficult. With the supply of housing low and the forecast of the residential price increase over 5% in 2018, or twice the historical average reported by the Federal Housing Authority. The median sales price of the residential property in the region has increased over 8% per year for the past 2 years. The number of days required to sell a home has decreased to 36 in 2017, down from 92 in 2015, but appears to be leveling off. As in expected, there are significant fewer resident tracts over 10 acres in the region. Marketing times for these properties are over twice as long than experienced in the border market. The rate of decrease are leveled off of residential properties on larger sites. While the slower rate than the entire market, there's an upward trend of the median sales price for residents and large parcels. Given the limited number of sales of residential properties over 10 acres, greater year over year variation in the market time and prices are expected. Alex, with respect to time, and we only have, you know, an hour show here in this 13 market areas, let's just limit these next counties here just right to the first part. And, of course, anyone that wants a copy of this, they can contact me or you or any of the Carolina Farm Credit offices. And they can go to the national website, which is www.farmcredit.com. And put in the zip code where they live, and it will pop up the office closest to where they are.
Right.
And probably can go by the office and pick one
right
up.
You could also do that at CarolinaFarmCredit.com as well.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right. So you want to do Northern Appalachia?
Yep. Let's move on there. So this region, it includes the northwestern counties of North Carolina, and this would include Yancey County, Mitchell, Avery, Watauga, Ash, as well as Allegheny. This region borders Tennessee and Virginia and lies along the Blue Ridge Mountain Range. These counties together make up about 1,700 square miles with just over 140,000 people. Much like the Southern Appalachia regions, this region is also very mountainous and rural. It too has a dependence on tourism with its rich natural habitats. Approximately 40% of the land is in natural forest land, with the majority of it lying in Yancey, Mitchell, and Avery counties. Ash County is the largest Christmas tree producing county in the United States. The high elevations in this region provide an ideal climate for growing the Fraser fir tree. Farmers in other counties grow Christmas trees as well as rotational crops such as pumpkins and corn. Other top agricultural commodities found in high country are cattle, sheep, as well as hay. In analyzing the sales data for the past 5 years, the median sales price for 5 to 20 acres has remained stable in this region. The largest number of these sales come from Watauga and Ash County, 70%, where 57% of the total population is found for the area. Prices for this segment are seasonal and tend to fall in the colder months and rise in the warmer months. Buyers for these types of properties are rural estates and part-time or hobby farms. As before, the decrease in late 2017 does not truly represent the full half of the year and will need to be reevaluated after November and December data is captured. Marketing time has consistently been 5 to 7 months for these 5 to 20 acre segments.
And it's also saying that the 20 to 75 acres has also been relatively stable.
Right, right.
All right. Let's go to the southern foothills. Southern foothills region includes the counties of Burke, Caldwell, Cleveland, McDowell, and Rutherford. A mix of the current and potential uses influence the majority of the land sales in this region. Smaller tracts, less than 20 acres, are being purchased primarily for rural home sites. At the low end of the acreage range, most of the buyers typically are looking for the privacy that a small acres tract affords as compared to the smaller residential building lot. As tract sizes increase, residents may keep a few cows or horses, but primarily concerned with living in the rural residential lifestyle. In general, owners in the segment of the market rely on off-farm income. There are most diversity in the use of the 20 to 75 acres. Buyers of these size tracts are more often lifestyle farmers, country estate buyers, and affluent buyers who purchase a variety of potential use in their pursuits. There's competition in the high-quality tracts and the range from investors that will maintain agricultural as an interim use but consider the property's investment with a plan to sell the asset at some point in the future. The buyers of land in over 75 acres are typically full-time farmers or investors. Often the land will have interim use like timber management, recreational use, or row crops until the investor can sell for a proper to develop. The activity for the 5 to 20 acre parcels have increased significantly over the past 5 years. As the activity level has increased, however, the time required to sell the tracts in this market segment has remained stable as under just under 6 months supply and demand appears to be in balance. And then the 1 acre, the on the per acre basis, the value of the tracts between 20 and 75 have trended downward since 2014, while the sales have increased over the period. Activity is very limited. Given this drawing conclusion regards, and they're showing a chart here, regarding value levels of marketing periods are missed. Simple data has been limited for the sales of properties greater than 75 acres. Sales increased from 216 to 217 and were similar in number to the 20-75 acre market. The trend in the per acre value has been stable over that period. So you want to do the Piedmont?
Sure. So the Piedmont region, it encompasses 5 counties that border Mecklenburg County to the north and the west. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg County economy influences a significant portion of this region. So residential demand almost exclusively determines land values in eastern Lincoln, southern Iredell, southeastern Catawba, and Gaston counties. Rather than woodland, pasture, and cultivation, values of vacant tracts are a factor of proximity and access to Charlotte. Lake Norman, located just north of Charlotte, also has an influence on real estate values. So, taking this into consideration, the value of both homes and lands, Lake Norman is the largest lake market in the southeast. Nearly 60% of North Carolina's million-dollar homes are located in the Lake Norman area. Area population continues to increase. Inventory of homes for sale is low and demand is high. As a result, national home builders have re-entered the region and are actively seeking unimproved tracts in the area to develop. So, for example, one large 150-acre tract in southern Iredell County with convenient access to Lowe's corporate office sold for $35,000 per acre. While residential use is a significant driver of values in the Piedmont region, more rural area, agriculture also remains prevalent. Alexander County continues to be among the state's leading areas for poultry production. The number of poultry farms, broilers, as well as layers continues to expand, and some of the largest dairy farms in the state are located in this region. Unimproved land in the Piedmont region consists of mostly tracts less than 20 acres. So sales of 5 to 20 acre parcels continue to be the buyers looking to establish a residence outside of a controlled subdivision. Activity in this segment of the market has increased significantly from 2013 levels, and the median sales price has increased nearly 30% over the period. This time requires to sell 5 to 20 acre tracts has been about 6 to 8 months. Per the acre values for the 20 to 75 acre tracts shows an upward trend, increase in about 35% over the past 5 years. While there has been volatility in the market, a number of closed sales, market activity is stabilized toward the end of 2015. The number of days on the market for these 20 to 75 acre parcels at 6 months was less than that for the 5 to 20 acre tracts. The residential market is showing that there's an ongoing housing shortage in the Piedmont. Year over year, inventory levels have been down in the Piedmont counties for several years now, and the trend has continued into 2018, given the strong Charlotte economy. The demand for both first-time home buyers as well as those relocating for more ideal homes remains strong. The competition for residential properties has always been high, and the trend has been toward fewer days on the market and fewer months of supply, indicating strong demand despite higher prices and lower inventory. The residential market in Alexander County and areas in the region further from Charlotte Metro have experienced a slower rate of improvement. The median sales price of residential properties in the region has increased approximately 2% per year, while the number of days required to sell a home has decreased over 15%. The median in 2017, median days on the market was 40, ranging from 25 days in Gaston County to over 50 days in Alexander County.
Okay, Northern Foothills. This region began, this is our backyard, right?
Right.
In Yakin Valley, we call it. The mostly rolling farmland extends northward into the foothills of the Blue Ridge and the Appalachian Mountains all the way to the Virginia state line. It covers about 1,293 square miles. Each county has unique natural and recreational features that attract tourists in the areas, including the Yakin River, Hanging Rock State Park, Stone Mountain, our own Pilot Mountain State Park here, Kerr Scott Reservoir, and the Andy Griffin Museum. Of course, Andy Griffin, right?
Right.
These counties are also recognized as part of the Yakin Valley All-American Viticulture Area that has seen an increase in wineries and vineyards since the region was first recognized in 2002 and additional attractions for tourism dollars. In this category, the median sales price per acre has established some variability, while the number of sales have steadily increased from 2013 through 2017, mid-17. Stokes and Surrey County sales have recently driven the results of the sharp increases of land sales from 5 to 20 acres since 2015, each closing almost triple the amount of sales in Wilkes and Yakin counties. Stokes County, the more of these recent sales have been located in the southern half of the county, closer to Winston-Salem along Highway 772, while Surrey County is most of the sales were close to the Mount Airy and Pilot Mountain. Overall, the past five-year trend is level and slightly decreasing in one. And the reason is because I've been selling all the land and raising all the prices. It's true. That's my job. With Stokes County is considered the most, more the bedroom community and the home to very few poultry facilities. Poultry production is a strong economic driver remaining in counties in Wilkes, Yakin, and Surrey. They can directly be influenced by the land sales and acreage of tracts purchased to support the creation and expansion of operation. Poultry integrators with strong operation in these areas are Mountain Air, Purdue, Tyson, and Wayne Farms. The 20 to 75 acre range has experienced overall increase in number of sales and median price sales preceding 5 years. The median sales price have been stepping approximately 500 per acre intervals between 2013 and January 2014, and again between January 2015 and July 2015. It looked like the trend would repeat itself in the mid-2016, but fell off a little bit in 2017 with exception. Wilkes County is the clear leader in the number of sales for this category. And then on the 75-plus acres, Wilkes County is also the leader in closed sales with 75-plus. However, the category is seeing a downward trend with much volatility in both median sales price as well as the number of sales occurring. Of interest in the fact that 15% of the tracts were larger than 150-acre parcels. Both the 5 to 20 and the 20 to 75 acre tracts have averaged days on the market of approximately 230 days, while the 75 acre plus have moved a little faster as an average of 197 days over the entire period. In 2017, the days on market decreased by 191 from 5 to 20 acre tracts and 178 to 187 days for the 20 to 75 acres plus tracts respectively. We're talking to Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Lou.
Let's talk land. Alex, why don't you pick up on the Triad area?
Okay, so the Triad region includes Forsyth and Guilford counties. That includes about 870 square miles and are home to the Piedmont Triad cities of Winston-Salem, Greensboro, as well as High Point. These metropolitan areas are interconnected to the remainder of the state by Interstates 40, 85, 73, and 74. And multiple institutions of higher education, art, cultural museums, historical sites, parks, golf courses, and lakes provide ample learning and recreational opportunities. The Piedmont Triad cities were originally established on tobacco, textiles, and furniture companies and continue to build upon that tradition as well as attempting to transition to banking and a technology hub. Like much of North Carolina, these two counties have seen an increase in population over the past 7 years, resulting in higher housing demands as the economy has strengthened from the Great Recession. So looking at the 5 to 20 acre tracts in this area, they're comprised of the bulk of the total land sales and were mostly located within the northern suburbs of Winston-Salem and Greensboro, with a secondary concentration around Louisville to the west of Winston-Salem. And while having an overall level to slight rise in the trend of median sales per acre, there have been volatility in both the median sales price and number of sales. Mid 2013, early 2015 indicates that sellers have become overconfident in the economic recovery as higher median sales prices appear to have driven sales down and caused a bit of market correction. Sales quickly recovered later in 2015 and rallied again in mid-2016 before higher interest rates likely caused the demand and subsequent sales to begin to fall off through 2017. The average day on the market for these size tracts held steadily in approximately 195 days. When looking at the 20 to 75 acre tracts, they're mostly occurring in the more rural areas of the county. The sector of land sales displayed even greater volatility in both median sales price as well as the number of sales, though the trend has been stable overall. The higher sales price per acre evident in both 2013 and 2016 were heavily concentrated in Guilford County, but were primarily from sales that were in the market for over 300 days. The average days on the market for the tract of this size was around 286 days for the entire period and has decreased down to an average of around 207 days for the year of 2017. And both Forsyth and Guilford counties both have a strong history of tobacco production. Since these larger acreage sales were mostly occurring in the rural areas, the expiration of tobacco transition payments in October of 2014 may have contributed to the drop in median sales price per acre in 2015, as there were less demand or effective purchasing power for these size tracts. So looking at the residential market for this area, due to the growth of Winston-Salem and the Greensboro economies, the residential market in the Triad remains strong. Of the nation's largest metro areas, the National Association of Realtors ranks Winston-Salem the 37th based on projected homes in 2018. While Greensboro ranks 69th, home prices are forecasted to increase nearly 3% this year. The median sales price of residential properties in the region has steadily increased, while the number of days required to sell a home has fallen significantly. For 2017, the median days on the market was 23, or nearly 40% lower than the 2016 number. For residences on larger tracts, the marketing times are significantly lower. However, the increase in median sales per these properties mirrors the broader market in this region.
Southern Triad. This is Davey, Davidson, and Rowan counties, covering about 6,079 total square miles. It's located between the outer reaches of the Charlotte suburbs of Cabarrus County and touching the suburb reaches of the Triad cities. The average commuting time for residents in these counties is 25 miles and providing a genuine rural getaway, but a convenience of great transportation corridors of I-40, I-85 cross through these counties, linking the larger metropolitan areas. The 5 to 20 acres, logically, the tracts have been made up of the majority of the sales in the region as residential seek the smaller tracts to build homes to take advantage of the lower interest rates. And by the way, interest rates are still pretty good, right?
They are.
Around the, yeah. Hovering around that 6% number?
Yeah, they're steady right now, slowly increasing.
Okay,
so.
But I'm still good yeah. time. It's a good time to buy.
Good time.
Or refinance, too, right,
sure.
for those that haven't over the past.
Definitely.
In 2013 and 14, sales of the size tracts were flat, but then saw a sharp increase starting in 2015, which we kind of observed in our area as well, and then early in 2017, meaning sales prices have seen a good amount of fluctuation throughout the period, but resulting in overall strong upward trend. The fluctuation exhibited by may be in part to the influence of Davidson County, which is the largest population in the landmass of this area, with generally wide exhibits variance in land values. This is because there are very rural areas around Davidson, southeast portion, but in contrast, very suburban areas with the Warburg, Midway, Welcome, Thomasville, not to mention the lake effect of High Rock Lake. In 2017, the majority of Davidson County sales were located in three district regions, north of I-85, close to Winston-Salem, and along the 109 corridor between Denton and Thomasville, and then the north side of High Rock Lake. Increasing Rowan County land sales of the size have shifted from mostly south of I-85 and China Grove and Rockwell. In 2016, the areas that are more rural in 2017. Since the increase of Mount Ula and Cleveland area north of I-85 and northeast of Rockwell and Gold Hill, south of I-85, the larger formerly farm tracts are divided into smaller tracts and offered for home construction. Davie County sales have shifted this year to primarily closer to Winston-Salem as well. As stated before, these counties retain a strong rural base. Each county has established a voluntary agricultural district program to help preserve more agriculture for agricultural use. While poultry production is certainly a part of the agricultural economy in these counties, the concentration is yet developed here to the extent that it has in surrounding counties. According to the 2000 agricultural census, Davidson and Rowan counties increased ranked in the top 10 North Carolina counties for milk and forage products or production, while Davie County ranks first in live rabbit production, and the second, I know we're going to get some rabbits now. And Ms. Shada, I know we're going to get some rabbits, girl. Davidson County, also the top producer of goats, ranked third in the state, while Rowan County is making known for its agritourism and such offerings as the Lazy Five Exotic Animal Park, which is incredible if you haven't been there, the Tiger World and the Animal Safari Venture for animals, and the Patterson Farm Market for fresh market produce. Typically, the 20 to 75-acre tracts are sought for agricultural purpose for the large part-time farmer state-type properties. These median sales prices per acre driven by a rising number of sales bounced back from 2015 from a sharp decline. However, the sales began to level off. The sales prices backed off, causing a number of the sales increase through July 16. Prices have remained level through 2017, but overall exhibiting a downward trend. On the 75-acre, just real quick, the tracts around 220 days. The largest tracts above 75 acres are almost 275 days. So let's see here. Land of interest. Let me just do this real quick. A particular purchase in 2016 has been the subject of much interest and speculation. The approximately 50-acre tract was purchased for $280,000 in effort to build a wake bordering park in Davidson County just off of US 64 south of Lexington, southeast of Lexington. However, the zoning request made in 2016 was changed from RA3 to HC was initially denied. The landowner proceeded to begin grading despite the denial and reportedly invested over $1 million in the property before gaining approval of the zoning change. The county planning zone noted that the following of drivers for final approval of the change: economics since the Great Depression and several other successful rezoning applications for the HC immediate area. The alignment for the proposed development plan for the U.S. Highway Growth Corridor was recognized by the County Comprehensive Plan. You know, I got a whole show on zoning and stuff, and it's right. amazing. That's why I want to bring that up. You know, it's sometimes it gets real difficult to get zoning change. You want to do southeast?
Sure. So the southern Piedmont, that includes Cabarrus County, Union, as well as Stanley counties that lie east of the Charlotte metro area and extend to the Uari National Forest and Baden Lake. These three counties combined almost 1,400 square miles of land. Cabarrus and Union directly adjoin Charlotte metro area and are areas of strong demand for residential housing in both single-family and multifamily developments. According to the estimates from the Census Bureau, both counties have experienced population increases of almost 13% since 2010. While Stanley County is more remote, it has only seen 0.3% increase over the same period. Higher rents and historically low interest rates have been attractive factors for some of the home constructions as well. Median gross rental rates for Union and Cabarrus counties average almost $875, while Stanley County reported a median gross rent of just $675. So looking at the 5 to 20 acre tracts with several different factors, it's no surprise that Union and Cabarrus counties lead in the sales for this region and have seen a steady rise in the median sales price per acre. What was surprising was the shift in the location of these sales. While 2016 saw sales of this size tract distributed throughout all three counties, 2017 saw the heaviest concentration of these sales shift back in toward the metro area, with the majority of tracts being located off of west of Highway 601. The average days on market for these size land tracts was about 250 days over the entire period, but down to 238 days in 2017. Looking at the larger tracts of 20 to 75 acres also shows an overall upward trend, though with much more volatility in both median sales price per acre and the number of closed sales, though it appears that the sales price have stabilized through the end of 2016 and into 2017. The average days on the market for this size tract has dropped by a month when compared to the average 260 days exhibited over the entire period. And then looking at the 75 plus acreage tracts remains fairly similar to the 20 to 75 acres.
Let's do the Sand Hills. Sand Hill regions are comprised of Anson, Montgomery, and Richmond counties, located in the south central portion of North Carolina, bordering South Carolina. All these counties are similar in size and cover about 1,519 square miles, but altogether have less than 100,000 population. The majority of the region is extremely rural with no major employment centers, but lies within the commuting distance of the neighboring region. Montgomery County is the home of the Uari National Forest and makes up approximately 60% of the land for the county. Thus, tourism is a driving force for the county, with recreational opportunities and park provides. With the ever-growing Charlotte metro area, western Anson County has the most potential for growth in these three counties. However, currently all three counties rely on manufacturing and agriculture for top employment. Poultry production continues to grow in the region, with recent sales of poultry farm and vacant tracts intended for new facilities. These timber products is also a strong agricultural sector in these counties. Land values for the 5 to 20 acre segment have seen a slight increase over the past 5 years, with a peak in early 2015. The majority of the buyers of these tracts are utilizing the property for rural home sites, speculative buying, and also has been among the non-existents in the region. The days on the market around the months of 2014 and 15, and then in 16, the market time increased significantly to a median time of about 282 days, or about 9 months, but since 2017, days on the market fell back to about 3 months, so that shows some activity there. The number of sales in 20 to 75 acre segments have been more volatile over the past 5 years with the Sand Hill region. However, the trend during the time indicates that sales prices per acre slightly increased from mid-2014, thus the land size is more appealing to the area for part-time and full-time farming. Poultry farmers are finding that the land prices are much more feasible in this region than other competitive poultry markets. It's also appealing to buyers seeking land for recreational herding potential. Marketing times from 2015 and 16 are less than 2 months, but rose to 4 to 5 months in 17, still yet on half of the time that has been seen in 14. Most buyers of the 75-acre in this region are purchasing each tract for investments to either harvest timber from or farm or poultry. There are only two sales in 2013 found. Since that time, the number of sales has been on the rise. Again, this that is attributed primarily to the poultry market in the area. With the increase in number of sales and price per acre has also increased. Marketing time for typical 75-acre plus typical range is 4 to 6 months. You want to do Central?
Yeah, so we'll move on to the Central region, and this includes Alamance, Randolph, Chatham, Moore, as well as Lee County. As the name suggests, this region is located in the Central North Carolina with influence from the Triad and Triangle markets. These five counties encompass a total of about 2,900 square miles. All counties in this region have experienced growth over the past 6 years, with Chatham County actually having the largest increase at 12%. This is likely due to an influx of activity in the northeastern part of the county, which is heavily influenced by Raleigh, Cary, and Chapel Hill areas. Like Chatham, other counties in the region also have influences from large cities outside of the county. On the agricultural front, Randolph and Chatham counties are ranked first and second in the state in beef cattle and sixth and ninth in the state for hay production. In addition, Randolph County is a top producer in broilers, layers, and milk cows. Moore County is also a top producer in broilers, ranked 12th in the state. Alamance and Lee counties do not have a dominant agricultural commodity. When we're looking at the 5 to 20 acre tracts of land, they have fluctuated for the past several years, and the median price per acre ended 2017 at a five-year high. The number of sales peaked in mid-2016, but since has been stable. The trend for the marketing times in the 5 to 20 acre segment suggests the little change has occurred over the past 5 years. The average days on the market is currently around 230 days. Chatham County is also the leader in the number of sales and the highest average per acre values. Lee County is by far the smallest in the region, with it's no surprise that it had the lowest number of sales at less than 4%. In the 20 to 75 acre tracts of land, while there is still a clear upward trend in the median price per acre, in 2013-2014 experienced volatility in prices, as well as a sharp decline in the number of sales in mid-2013. Sales activity appears to have stabilized for the next few years before falling off again in late 2017. Marketing times are stable to slightly increasing over the past 5 years. And then lastly, looking at the 75 plus acre tracts, the number of sales actually peaked in 2016, followed by a nearly 40% drop in 2017. However, the median price per acre shows a stable trend over the past 5 years. Marketing times have experienced a slight increase overall, with the current average days on the market being just over 200 days. In the past few years, most of the counties in this region have had at least one acreage tract that was purchased by a developer with the intentions of small to large scale development. The majority of these sales occurred in Chatham and Alamance counties. However, for the most part, the primary buyer of these acreage tracts is a hobby lifestyle farmer. These buyers like to have a few farm animals, but do not usually make a living on the farm. Tracts over 75 acres are often purchased by an adjoining landowner who wishes to control development, expand production area, and or ensure their privacy. These larger tracts are still relatively affordable in the more rural areas of the region.
Triangle. Orange and Durham counties are located in the Triangle market. Both counties offer exceptional educational opportunities with the nearby Duke University, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. The universities rank first and second in the state and 12th and 13th in the country. Also of note is the enormous success of Research Triangle Park, with its expansion and result of clinical and scientific advances with Duke Medical Center and Duke University. The Research Triangle Park is one of the world's largest research parks, and the majority of the located in southern Durham County. The success of RPR has moved more than made up for the decline in Durham's tobacco and textile industries. Due to the county's primary to favorable employment, boasts the two of the lowest unemployment rates in the state. Chapel Hill retains a small town feel, but home to a variety of corporate headquarters and UNC Medical Center. With the Southern hospitality culture, quality of schools, and proximity to medical care, Chapel Hill is releasing the name as one of the best cities in the U.S. With all this area to offer, many northerners are choosing to retire in the region. Thus, Orange and Durham counties have seen steady increase in population over the past several years. and desirability of the Orange and Durham County causes land values to be higher and more than the surrounding counties. The median price for the 5 to 20 acre segment fluctuated from 13 to 15 before gaining some stability. Overall, the median price per acre has remained stable over the past 5 years. The number of sales peaked from at 49 in 2015 and again in 2017, with almost 80%. Orange County is the clear leader in the number of sales. Buyers of small area tracts in northern Orange and Durham counties are utilizing the land for real estate, rural real estate, and part-time farming. Many buyers in the area are focused on self-sustaining lifestyles and small acreage tracts for allowing for organic gardening and farm animals. Equestrian facilities are also present in the region, therefore buyers desire these small tracts for that have few horses. For the 20 to 75 acre segment, there was a decline followed by a peak in 2014, decline in 2015 to a five-year low in 16. After a three-year decline, prices rebound in 2017 with sales activity and minimum, but have been steadily increasing over the past 2 years. Buyers in the region for 20 to 75 acre tract privacy part-time farmers operations and small owner operated businesses like commercial organic greenhouses and handmade cheese facilities. You want to do North Central?
Sure. So the North Central area is encompasses Rockingham County, Caswell County, and Person counties. They're centrally located in North Carolina and border Virginia state line. There are three counties are similar in size, cover almost 1,400 square miles. This region is mainly rural in nature with no primary driving forces. However, all the areas in this region are within commuting distance from the Triad and Triangle markets. In looking at the 5 to 20 acre tracts and analyzing the sales data for the past 5 years, the median sales price per acre range ranged from below $4,000 to sometimes slightly above $5,000. Despite the range in values, there's a clear upward trend in the median sales price per acre of the 5 to 20 acre tracts. The number of sales declined in early 2014 and early 2016, but then rebounded to a five-year high in 2017. Due to Caswell County's sluggish growth rate, only 15% of the sales occurred in the county. And the primary buyer of the 5 to 20 acre tracts in this region continues to be lifestyle farmers, with those simply looking for more privacy. When compared to the neighboring counties to the south, a buyer is likely to find reasonable land prices in this area. Jumping over to the 20 to 75 acre tracts, they have seen a slump in the mid-2016, however, increased sharply in 2017. They've been moderately steady to an upward trend over the past 5 years. The number of sales peaked in 2014 and overall have remained stable. Like the previous land segment, Caswell County had the fewest number of sales, while about half of the sales occurred in Rockingham County. And looking at the larger tracts in this area, the 75-plus acre tracts, there's not been a large number of sales in this area. The data is felt to be sufficient, accurately establishes a trend, however. Based on the chart that's in the book here, the number of sales in a median price per acre has been stable over the past 5 years. And again, Caswell County had the lowest number of sales with 22%, but half of those sales occurred in 2017. For the larger acreages, with the county in this region having a different typical buyer, the tobacco being top commodity in Person County, farmers are paying a premium for good quality cropland. This explains why Person County has the highest median price per acre of the three counties combined. Due to the abundance of wildlife and relatively affordable land, hunting, and recreational tracts, this draws buyers to Caswell County. Rockingham County has the lowest per acre values, since many of the 75 plus acre tracts have been timbered or are located in less desirable parts of the county with inferior linkage.
Well, we got a few minutes left. Let's do this poultry production, which is kind of a bonus. Okay. You want to do that?
Sure. So looking at poultry in North Carolina, poultry is actually North Carolina's top agricultural industry, contributing more than $34.4 billion to the state's economy, and ranks the state within the top 10 in the nation for turkey, broiler, and layer operations. As a result, the condition and capacity of the poultry industry are critical to the underlying real estate values within the rural economy. The upward trend in the poultry inventory numbers is clear. 29 of the counties within the association saw more than a 50% increase in their poultry inventory numbers just from 2012 to 2016. This poultry expansion occurred because of the continued increase in U.S. per capita food consumption of chicken since 2011 and the stable to increasing per capita consumption of turkey. Exports are also an important component of the industry and have been stable overall for this period, but both broiler and turkey exports were lower in 2016 than in 2012. The expansion within the territory has afforded Carolina Farm Credit a significant amount of data in regards to the cost of construction of facilities and fixtures across the industry. While the overall cost trend is upward, there have been times marked of variability. Most notably, the impacts of the avian bird flu in 2015 that caused a decrease in demand. Controversially, the impact of Hurricane Matthew in 2016 drove costs upwards due to the competing pressures of both labor and building supplies in North Carolina. Also, during this period, some poultry equipment and building supplies began to produce their own fixtures, creating increased competition within the industry. This is the beginning to drive costs down. Another factor is the increasing focus by these suppliers in hedging their input cost. The basic components of poultry house construction include concrete, lumber, as well as metal. The cost of these materials has dramatically increased since 2013. Most build-out contracts have a very tight window of volatility as builders and equipment suppliers attempt to reduce volatility risk. The poultry industry is highly integrated, and these integration companies are establishing new production trends to both increase efficiencies as well as meet the consumer demands. These production changes include larger and longer barns, longer cool cells, organic production practices, as well as centralized egg collection systems. Changing production practices requires a significant changes to barn designs as well as labor requirements. These changes also lead to an obsolescence in older established housing. Contract growers are often required to upgrade their facilities and fixtures to meet the demands of the respective integrator. The most profound effect in regards to the real estate market have been the operating guidelines and standards for poultry production operations in North Carolina, which were enacted in March of 2018. This document establishes guidelines and standards for newly constructed poultry production buildings that include minimum setbacks for residences, schools, churches, roadways, as well as adjoining property lines. Encouraging natural barriers or buffers, and minimum environmental requirements for erosion control. These guidelines have forced producers to invest additional time into the site selection process, and these changes have created a demand for both larger and smaller add-on tracts to ensure compliance with the new setback guidelines. North Carolina poultry is a dynamic industry. According to the North Carolina Poultry Federation's website, poultry, chickens, turkeys, and eggs comprised 40% of North Carolina's total farm income in 2016. Nearly 5,000 North Carolina families produce poultry on their farms, with another 25,000 directly employed in some aspect of poultry production or processing. For these reasons, the poultry industry is and will continue to be a key component of the strength of North Carolina's rural economy.
Wow, I think we got it done with just a few minutes left. How about giving us some information how people can contact you?
Sure. So again, my name is Alex Everhart. I am an ag loan officer for Carolina Farm Credit. I am in the Pilot Mountain location. You can reach me by email, and that is aeverhart@carolinafarmcredit.com. If you have any questions or want to reach out to get some more information regarding anything we've talked about today, or have any questions regarding finance and land tracts or anything of that nature.
And your phone number, you want to give that out?
Yeah, sure. So our office phone number is 336-368-4761.
Perfect. We need Rodney, but that's okay. We're talking to Lou Jewell, and this is Let's Talk Land. You can hear us on WKTE AM every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And we also have, for the radio station, on Simple Radio, there's an app that you can go to and listen to the station anywhere in the country. We have the show on website that I started, which is www.letstalkland.net. And we also now have it on Spotify and podcast, and I think on Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn. So we're expanding our show, and we appreciate you being with us today. Thank you for joining us. Let us know how you like the show, and if you have any guests or topics you would like to suggest, we would appreciate them. All questions are welcome. All of our guests may be emailed with your questions or concerns as well. This show is for the public and, most importantly, for the real estate agents who do not have a source for land education. All shows, as I said, are on www.letstalkland.net without the apostrophe, Podbean, Spotify. And I've already given all your information, Rodney, but you can repeat it if you got time.
Oh, that's okay, Lou. Thank you anyway.
Okay, you're welcome. See you next week.